Sonnet 129. Line 1 and 2 propose a difficult question. Literally, expense of spirit can be taken as ejaculation, a waste of shame, either as a shameful union or perhaps as masturbation. If that is the correct reading, then the remaining lines suggest that lust, prior to action, is despised, inaction enjoyed, then, once consummated, despised again. If the opening lines refer instead to expenditure of thought, the poem shifts to a more detached tone but leaves the meaning of the final couplet ambiguous. Either way can offer the listener some interesting readings.
The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action. Until action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. Enjoyed no sooner, but despised straight, past reason hunted, and no sooner had, past reason hated as a swallowed bait, on purpose laid to make the taker mad, made in pursuit and in possession so, had, having, and in quest to have, extreme, a bliss in proof, and proved a very woe. Before, a joy proposed, behind, a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell.